This is the Appliance Retailer Podcast, speaking to industry leaders about the latest news, trends, and insights across the retail and appliance landscape. Hello and welcome once again to the Appliance Retailer Podcast. I'm Seamus Byrne, podcast producer for Intermedia, and I'm joined by the editor of Appliance Retailer, Emily Benchich. Emily, how are you?
I'm great, Seamus. How are you?
Yeah, doing well. And almost at the point where we can't even talk about being the start of the year anymore. We're so into the thick of things. So who have we got from the industry to talk to you this week?
On this week's show, we have eBay Australia Director of Shipping, Hyatt Hormer. Hyatt, welcome to the show.
Hi.
Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me, Emily.
So to get things started, I believe most of our listeners will be familiar with eBay, but for anyone who isn't, could you just give us a little bit of an introduction to the company and also a little bit about your role with eBay and your key focus areas?
Yeah, of course. So eBay is Australia's most visited shopping site with 12 million unique monthly visitors. We also have around 40,000 Australian retailers, and that's ranging from, you know, big names like The Good Guys and Meijer to independent small and businesses. And as for me, I've been at eBay for about 4.5 years. I actually initially joined to lead all things shipping, and my remit grew over the years. Today, I look after shipping still. I look after trust, which has to do with our buyer and seller policies and ensuring that we create a trusted platform to shop and to sell. And I also look after payments, as well as our luxury and collectible categories like sneakers and trading cards.
We've heard that eBay has just launched a new local fulfillment program. That feels like quite a, you know, a big shift. Can you tell us about Fulfillment by Orange Connects?
Yeah, of course. So I guess I'll start by saying that, you know, eBay's role is to support our 40,000 sellers with tools to help them grow their business and also to meet buyer expectations. And I'll say what's unique about eBay is that we don't compete with our sellers. We partner with them. And that's why we launched a local fulfillment program in partnership with global logistic experts like Orange Connects. The program offers a range of benefits, which include, you know, faster deliveries, competitive rates, enhanced seller protections, but also full eBay integration, which allows buyers to see the goodness of these benefits when they shop. It's really a no-brainer for the type of seller that's struggling to keep up with managing their inventory or that just wants to free up time to focus on growing their sales.
And who is the eBay fulfillment program for? What type of sellers?
At a high level, I would say it's for any seller that wants to offer a great delivery experience and free up time to focus on growing their sales. I can think of different types of sellers that would be in this situation. So, you know, starting with your smaller seller, not large enough to rent space in a warehouse, probably manage their inventory from their house, their garage, and they end up spending way too much time fulfilling orders, and that gives them not much time to focus on their sales or growing the business. But, you know, even sellers that have grown their sales enough to rent space in a warehouse, they end up incurring a great amount of overhead just managing staff and a range of situations that are outside of their control. And oftentimes they can't focus on anything else. Lastly, I'd also say that it's a great seasonal solution for larger sellers who might have amazing state-of-the-art warehousing operations, but when it comes to peak and the volume spikes, they struggle. They struggle with space, they struggle with staff. And this is a great service where they can just give us their overflow volume and not have to worry about that.
So what are the benefits of eBay Plus integration as part of the program?
Yeah, so another great benefit of eBay Fulfillment by Orange Connects is that items that sellers put in the warehouse are automatically eligible for the eBay Plus program. And that's a great way to increase sales. In fact, the eBay Plus badged items see a 17% conversion uplift versus unbadged items. And also the badging itself, given its eligibility criteria, indicates to buyers that they're shopping from a super trusted seller and that they'll have a great experience if they purchase that item. It's also worth mentioning that on the buyer side, eBay Plus members are our most engaged buyers, and they spend up to 6 times more on eBay than non-members.
So can you tell us a bit about why eBay has decided to launch this program now? Is it in response to COVID, or is it driven by seller demand?
So the program launching now is more of a coincidence than anything else. Good programs take time, and certainly eBay Fulfillment has been in the works for quite a while. Though I have to say that launching during COVID is timely. The uptake of online shopping with COVID is unprecedented, and it really has increased buyer expectations. So while sellers are probably happy to see such a volume increase, it comes with a great amount of pressure to deliver in challenging times. We've also done a good amount of research, and the data shows that nearly 3/4 of our businesses believe it's important that marketplaces offer a fulfillment option. And we've also really listened to our sellers. We have a seller panel, which is a small group of highly engaged sellers that we engage with on a very regular basis. And that's really allowed us to pinpoint what they view as a good fulfillment service. And just overall, it's been a great time to launch because this program has, or the last 2 years, have given us a lot of learnings in terms of the pandemic-related issues like carrier delays and supply chain delays and all of that.
Yeah, it definitely seems like people have learned a lot about this whole process over the last couple of years. Can you dig in a little bit more and, you know, explain, I guess, how you're encouraging sellers or why you're encouraging sellers to, you know, to pass this responsibility over to eBay?
Sure. Well, I'll start by saying that, and I've said that before, we are the most visited shopping site in Australia, and we also differ from other marketplaces in the sense that we partner with our sellers and our service providers rather than compete with them. But having said that, we fully acknowledge that it's a big deal, you know, to put your livelihood in the hands of someone else. And that's why we've partnered with global experts like Orange Connex, and sellers can rest assured that they're in good hands. In addition, and, you know, getting a bit more into the detail, I mentioned earlier that a key benefit of the program is that it offers full integration with eBay. So this gives sellers full visibility of their inventory, how it's managed, and how Orange Connex is performing. On the buyer side, this integration ensures that buyers, you know, are looking at accurate inventory availability on the site, as well as faster delivery promises. And we know that, you know, faster delivery is a conversion driver. So that's a great advantage there. In my view, probably one of the most attractive reasons for sellers, I think, is the protection benefits that they get with this program. The items that are in the program receive full protection against, you know, any delivery-related defects, like late shipments, item not received claims, and stuff like that. And then I'll also mention, which is, you know, related to this, is that on average on eBay, it takes a seller 2 days to fulfill an order once they receive it. Whereas with eBay Fulfillment, we promise same-day dispatch. And just that in itself reduces delivery time significantly. So with all these features, it's a no-brainer if you ask me. It's a lot less risky than handling everything on your own.
Now, you've got 2 fulfillment centers in Sydney. What are the key features of those centers? And do you have plans to expand that nationally?
To maximize efficiency and speed, both warehouses in Sydney are fully equipped with the latest automated vehicles and robotics alongside the warehouse workers. I've actually seen this in action, and it's quite impressive. But yes, we are looking to continue expanding to other cities, mainly to get closer to buyers and sellers and further reduce delivery times.
Thinking more broadly, we'd love your perspective on what you feel is, you know, the future of shipping, or I guess, you know, the future of e-commerce overall.
Yeah, I love this question. I feel like we could spend hours just talking about that. Look, I'll start by saying that there's been a huge step change in customer behavior over the last 2 years. People have discovered the convenience, the safety, and the ease of online shopping. And there's no doubt in my mind that buyer expectations will only continue to rise as more and more people shop online. For me, one area that I think that no one has really fully nailed in Australia, but also in other parts of the world, is returns. Returns feels to me like it's still a bit of an afterthought. And at the same time, it's such an important part of the e-commerce experience. I think overall, we've come a long way in terms of returns, you know, with places like The Iconic and ASOS providing pretty good experience. But even that is not frictionless. Like, you still have to figure out how to package your return item. You have to get it to the post office or to someone. Sometimes you have to print a label, and then you have to just wait for your refund. For me, that's still pretty filled with friction. But looking ahead to the future, there is some really cool innovation out there. I'm not sure if you heard, but there is this fashion merchant in the Netherlands that basically offers a service where the courier gives you 15 minutes to try on your items and instantly decide what doesn't fit, what you don't like, and then return it on the spot. And the best part is that you are automatically refunded. whilst, you know, something like this does not fit every type of, I guess, industry or item, it's definitely up there with what frictionless looks like for returns. So I'm quite inspired by that. But more broadly, we think that the adoption of buy now, pay later will continue to grow, especially among millennials and Gen Zs. And that's why we've partnered with Afterpay. We give sellers access to this service at no additional cost. And we want to continue innovating in this space. And lastly, I'll mention our eBay Authenticity Guarantee Program, which is part of our big mission to debunk any misconception about trust on our site.
Perfect. Well, thank you so much for your time today, Hyatt. It was great speaking with you and learning more about the eBay Fulfillment Program.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, thanks so much. Really, really interesting stuff to hear. And it seems like a great move for eBay sellers. Emily, can you, of course, remind our listeners where they can keep up with all the latest from Appliance Retailer?
They can go to www.appliancetailer.com.au, where they can also sign up to our newsletter.
Excellent. And we'll be back with lots more from the Appliance Retailer podcast real soon. This has been the Appliance Retailer podcast. Get more of the latest industry news and insights at appliancetailer.com.au, where you can also subscribe to our twice weekly newsletter.